We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nick Foles, who was terrible all season long, and the next year you come back and you know you have to save your job by fixing the quarterback situation, and you sign the one guy you could have had last year for super cheap.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any damn sense, Bennett. It makes no sense at all. I have absolutely no faith that the Bears are ever going to figure it out with this front office. So you know what? I hope Andy Dalton sucks. It's a sad thing to say, but I honestly do. Like, just get these guys out of here.
I don't think you have much to worry about there. You know, now the reports are coming out that they were obviously trying really hard to get Russell Wilson. But did that ever seem like it was really going to happen?
I had made myself believe
that y'all were going to get Russell Wilson.
Against my own will.
I never believed that Seattle was going to let it. They're going to keep him. Like, they're gonna figure that out. I know that, like, there's, you know, bad blood a little bit between Wilson and that front office, but it seems like they're going to do everything in their power to make him happy and keep him there. I just never thought that was really going to happen for the Bears.
It's just so frustrating because I guess the other positive, and I'm just looking for a silver lining here, is that at least you didn't sell off all of your draft assets and everything when the new guys come in next year, because they're going to get fired. Because there's just no way that this is going to work. The other Bears news, and it involves the Memphis Tigers, is that Anthony Miller apparently is looking, the Bears are potentially considering trading him to another team. I think a lot of Memphis people would be happy if Anthony Miller got a change of scenery. The Bears haven't used him too much. Frankly, he hasn't been that productive, but who knows? It's probably a product of his situation and having a bad quarterback.
Yeah, no quarterback.
So I'm sure wherever Anthony Miller goes, he'll be awesome. And Bears fans like me will be miserable.
One of the Titans might want to take a look at Anthony Miller.
This is what the Packers will do. This is exactly what Green Bay does. They'll swoop in, they'll find a way to get him, and then he'll turn out to be awesome.
Awesome.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
yep, that's
no
the
doubt.
Way things go.
Story number three.
LeBron James is now a partial owner of the Boston Red Sox. He joined the Fenway, whatever group it's called, and he will now be a part owner of the Red Sox. I believe he's already a part owner of a few different soccer teams out in Europe, or maybe just one.
Yeah, no, he is.
It's Liverpool,
yeah,
right?
Liverpool.
Yeah,
yep.
It's Liverpool. This is just weird to me because I feel like Boston people don't like LeBron James.
Right, no kidding. No, they absolutely don't. That it's kind of odd that he went with that. And, of course, people are going to say, they're going to post the pictures of him in his Yankees hat. And,
well, yeah. I mean, and Mark said it on the last show, Mark Giannotto, and I'll back him up on this. LeBron is the worst type of sports fan. He's a cow. So he was at a playoff game between the Yankees and the Indians, and he was wearing that Yankees hat, and he was, like, cheering for the Yankees. And then he's a Cowboys fan, and he did the whole thing with the Cowboys. But then I remember when the Cubs and Indians were playing in the World Series, he was, like, all about the Indians and doing the Indians thing. Well, and then he's doing the Browns thing
the
now.
The commercial where he's wearing the Browns uniform.
And it's like, all right, dude, come on, pick a – like, you got to pick a team.
Yeah,
he can't be an Indians fan and a Red Sox owner either. So I guess he can if he wants to be. He's LeBron James.
Yeah.
But this is just weird to me. And I just imagine there are so many Boston people right now just stewing over this, who are just so unhappy because they watched LeBron beat the Celtics in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. It is kind of interesting, though, that he got in with that. Obviously, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know, like, how much input or anything he has in any of these franchises, but, like, Liverpool's been good, right? Like, I mean,
I guess, you know?
Like, it seems like he's making the right investment.
Blaze
so.
Pizza's, I mean, I've had it. It's pretty good.
Oh, is he doing Blaze, too?
Oh, yeah, he's a part owner of Blaze
Okay,
Pizza.
Well, we got Pyros here, so, yeah, same kind of thing, I think. But, yeah, it'll be cool to see how that all plays out. I mean, it's clearly what he's going to do post-NBA is just be involved in all these different franchises. That looks like where it's going.
Story number four.
Just want to give out two quick congrats. First is to your colleague, Bennett, and my friend, John Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Who had his baby early this morning. Big congrats to you, John.
Yep.
And credit to him.
Riley L. Martin was born this morning. I think maybe around midnight.
Yeah,
I don't
1208,
know
I remember. Yeah. I saw this morning. And so... You know, John will be a great dad, I'm sure, and he's a good friend of mine. And so I'm really happy for him and his wife, Sam. And he had a hilarious Instagram post this morning because she's born on 3/16.
Oh, yeah, Stone Cold
Day.
So,
yeah, he had the Stone Cold music going in the background. I thought that was great. I had to give him some credit for that one. The other big congrats is to Jarvis Greer, Channel 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sports director is now cancer-free.
No doubt, applause for Jarvis, too.
Taylor Jenkins gave him a shout out last night in the post game press conference, which I thought was really classy. And I'm not a Memphian born and raised, so I didn't grow up with Jarvis. But since I've met him, what I really appreciate about him is he's always just so happy and like so bubbly. Like I one of my good friends was Sudha Upadhyaya, who used to be a weekend anchor who worked with Jarvis, and I always loved it when Jarvis would call Sudu because Sudu would immediately smile and pick up the phone, and he would always be so happy and asking him all about life, and it wasn't all about work. So, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I did. I've lived here my whole life, and so obviously grew up with Jarvis and his sports reports. But I remember one time, I don't remember where it was, we were at a game, and I just introduced myself to him, and he said, you know, oh, yeah, I hear you on the shows, and, like, good job and everything. And that was, like, the best gratification for me to just know that he knew, you know, what I did and who I was. It was just the coolest thing ever, and Jarvo's a legend in Memphis, and that's just awesome news.
So congrats to Jarvis, and congrats to John. When we come back for the second hour, I will be joined by Jeff Calkins. Grayson Allen is coming for his dog pick crown. I'll ask him about that next. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
All right, final $1,000 cash keyword of the day, and then we're going to do it all again tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Right now, text the word OBJECT, O-B-J-E-C-T. Text that word OBJECT to the number 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text OBJECT, O-B-J-E-C-T to 72881 right now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Again, another chance coming up at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning during KJZ, but right now you got plenty of time, about 50 minutes, to text the word OBJECT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Jeff Calkins coming up next.
The brackets are here. The brackets are here. It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com and win. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
There is good news on the vaccination front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. This virus isn't going anywhere. Now they're talking about variants, so I don't know what to make of all this. But I'll tell you what I got. It's a bottle of Germ Ready. Got one in my car, got one in my bag. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It's great. It takes 30 seconds to apply. One pump, that's it. Kills 99.99% of all germs, and it keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. So you don't have to keep going back to it the way you might with an inferior hand sanitizer. Germ Ready comes in two sizes. You can get 150 milliliters for $11, 250 milliliters for just $12, and it's available right now at germready.com. Go check that website, germready.com. You're going to hit the Buy Now button. They'll bring it right to your front door. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am.
With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited-time deal.
Ooh, watch out, loose ball!
Whoa!
That's double the data with no contract or surprise fees. Yay, buzzer beater! All powered by T-Mobile's nationwide network. Makes me feel like I'm a step ahead. Available at Walmart. Double data ends July 31st, 2021. Hotspot does not double. See terms at myfamilymobile.com. Walmart Family Mobile.
To the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins. Now and every day around 5 p.m., today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Second hour, Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on Jeff Calkins, my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, and the puppy pick king, maybe, because Grayson Allen is coming for your crown, Jeff. He posted a picture of his dog today on Instagram. Very cute, but you think your dog is cuter? Is that what you're saying?
You can't come at me with a burner doodle. That is so... I've said this before. We once did a unpopular opinions show, and during the summer months, this was all pre-COVID. I think a summer and a half ago, and I don't mean to offend anyone here because I'm sure I'm about to. But my unpopular opinion was that doodles are an offense to mankind. Bernu doodles, golden doodles, labradoodles, every kind of freaking thing. You think you could just breed it with a poodle, and you get this hypoallergenic dog that doesn't have any of the qualities of the poodle, because God forbid someone would actually like a poodle. So you basically get a Bernese Mountain Dog, you think, because they're the greatest dogs in the world, that doesn't shed. It's the stupidest thing in the world. First of all, and it's funny, like, if you ever saw Best in Show, you know how serious, like, breeders are about the integrity of the line and everything else, right? I'm on Facebook pages, Beware Something Breeders, where if someone, Bernese Mountain Dog breeders, if they see someone breeding doodles, they, like, you know, don't ever sell the one. They're just, you know, breed mutts and whatever else. Like, so he obviously has a Bernese, and it's not the little Bernadette doodle's fault. Bernadette's cute. He doesn't know any better. But these are designer dogs that we just think we can sort of manufacture so they don't shed or whatever else. It's crazy. And most responsible breeders don't do it. Honestly, like, it's just true. So you can't come at me with a Bernedoodle. I just responded with a picture of an actual Bernese Mountain Dog, and you tell me who's cuter. Great, even if it's just by the cuteness quotient, Grayson Allen's Bernedoodle or the real thing. And I just picked a random picture, one of a thousand, of the Magnificent Gus.
Oh. You want me to take this one? I don't want to disparage the doodle community here, but I will say the Bernese Mountain Dog is a far superior, more beautiful dog. It's not even debatable.
Look, here, I'm going to extend an invitation to Grayson Allen. Right now, Grayson, if you're listening, I would be happy to meet you. I would be happy. Yes. One, you can come on the show and defend your dog as much as you want. You're always welcome to come on and defend your dog.
I would love to meet his dog
because I've met Gus already, right? So I gotta have both.
Do we know the dog's name?
Let me go back to his Instagram. He did post.
And listen, to be clear, I love all dogs, and like John has.
Yes.
Right, and John's doodle's great. Like, I love his doodle.
John's
doodle
is also crazy. Tony is crazy.
But the truth of the matter is that, yeah, people, everyone thinks they can doodleize everything. My ex-wife has a doodle. It's a, it's one of these.
It's Teddy.
I don't know what kind of doodle.
Teddy is the name of his dog.
Teddy's a cute name. Like Teddy. Cute name, cute dog. And at least that Bernedoodle, here's the truth. Some people get this. Bernese Mountain Dogs have these magnificent tricolor markings, right? And so people think that if they breed it with a poodle, they'll get the beautiful Bernese Mountain Dog markings. They'll just be curly hair because it's a curlier hair. And that's not true most of the times. Like, if person A and person B have a kid and another kid and another kid, those kids don't all look the same. You know what I mean? Some people look like person A. Some people look like person B. It's all a mix in there, right? The reason that purebred dogs tend to look the same time and time again is because they've been, you know, bred for thousands of years like that. Whereas if you breed a poodle and a Bernese Mountain Dog, you could get any number of looking things. But his actually does have, I give him credit for this, because it has the markings of a Bernese Mountain Dog, fundamentally. It's a cute dog. Teddy's a cute dog. And I know, and I did just offend it. Anyone out there who has a doodle who I've offended, I apologize, because I'm sure your dog's a great dog and you didn't know any better. But there you go.
Here's what we're going to do. As soon as this segment ends, I want you to send me the number one cutest picture you have of Gus, because I just found another picture of Teddy.
I'm putting
him to the test, Jeff. I'm putting it to the test.
I don't enter contests with doodles. I'm sorry. We don't do it.
Oh, maybe I'll have to do it myself then.
I can't do a contest with a doodle.
You may not cross the line, but I will. I'll cross this line.
Their doodles are amongst the – and the funny thing is, this is actually true. You know doodles are a real offense too? Poodles. And I grew up in a family that raised standard poodles. We had the big poodles. And basically, the whole doodle phenomenon is people saying, I don't want a poodle. Like, the same people who are too freaking cool. It's the same people who are too cool to drive a minivan, you know, and they're too cool to have a poodle. Like, oh, I don't want a poodle. Can't have a poodle. So they think that they can get the one quality that they want from a poodle, which is that they don't shed, and they're hypoallergenic, kind of. And they think they can just get that, and then they can have the personality and the look of the other dog. Well, the truth of the matter is, for, like, a golden doodle, they just look like mops, honestly. They tend to look like, you know, canine mops. And but it's a real offense to the poodle. It's saying, I want nothing to do with your personality, with your look, with anything else. I literally just want this one quality from you that we think we can designer out. And poodles are, in fact, I don't know about the little ones because I never had them, but standard poodles are great dogs. They're smart. If anything, they're just too smart. Like, they make you feel stupid as you go through your day. So they're really smart. They're friendly. They're, you know, they're athletic. The reason that they have those crazy cuts that are like shrubbery, right, like, is because they are originally hunting dogs and they retrievers. And if they have all that hair, it'll weigh them down in the water. And so that's why they like to shave the back end and whatever else, the poodles, in ways that people like to mock. But I'm pro poodle. I'm pro Bernese Mountain Dog. It's just not, this is not a Reese's Cup situation where you can take chocolate and peanut butter and make something superior.
Do you fill out a bracket?
Yeah, I will. I haven't, but I will. Yeah.
Are you any good at it? Gary was just telling us about how he's terrible at it every year because he studies it too much and he picks
he said
all
the
good
thing
teams.
On my show yeah. is that once you, if you have two teams in front of you and you're trying to, you know, and you know everything about them. You know who they've beaten. You know their KenPom rating. You know their everything else. What is going to cause you, unless it's like Villanova because they're missing their point guard or something, like what's going to cause you to pick the lesser team? A hunch or something, right? And so I can see that, you know. And he didn't have all chalk. He actually has 2 5-12s in his picked in his bracket. He did not have the 5-12 that a lot of people have, which is Winthrop and Villanova. That one, he's still going with Villanova. But he has 2 5-12s picked. Like, so it's not completely chalk, but I totally understand that. I try to pick some, you know, I try to pick some upsets somewhere along the way. And you know, so I'm going to fill out a bracket just for myself. Right now I'm not in any bracket, like in a pool. Now at the law firm, we used to do it when I was a lawyer. We would have a night where we would bid on teams. And so you all gather in the conference room, whoever wants to do this, and whatever, you buy Duke for whatever you want to buy Duke for, actual cash money, you know, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is. And other people, whatever, they might buy, you know, they might buy $5 a Winthrop or something like that, right? And there were different winnings for getting to Sweet 16 and then beyond. But people would go ahead and bid for teams that way. And that was kind of, and then there would be a massive pot at the end. And that was kind of, that's a different way to do it, obviously, but that was kind of fun.
Can I be honest? I think filling out a bracket's a little bit overrated. Overrated, underrated, filling out a bracket, Jeff.
I think it's overrated. The truth of the matter is, yeah, I think it's overrated. It invests you with something, though. It's fine. It depends what you think it is. If you think it's the best thing in the world, then it's overrated. But I think filling out a bracket's fun. You know, the truth of the matter is, like, it gives me something to talk. You know, I'll ask my son Peter about his bracket and Ben about his bracket. You talk to people about their brackets. And most people, it's like asking someone about their fantasy football team, except for it only lasts for, you know, a week, and then everyone rips up their blanket because their bracket because they're out of it. So do you not do it? Does that mean you don't do it?
No, I do it. Like, I'm in the 92.9 VIP thing this year, too.
Sign up now.
Yeah, sign up for that.
929ESPN.com. Get your brackets.
Yeah, go fill that out.
$2,000 in local prizes.
I should do it. They tell me to do it every time, but I never do those things.
Well, you should.
Well, you should, Jeff.
But I just know, like, I'm kind of in the same boat as Gary where I just kind of pick all the favorites because I just think teams are better.
Let me ask you this, though. Aren't you embarrassed at some point to be in favor of Alabama? Isn't it, like, too much? Isn't it, you know, don't you feel like you've had too much fun, and it's time to let other people have a chance.
Well, you know, it's really my first thought after they won the SEC championship on Sunday was it really was about time that we got something nice to happen for us, because I felt like I had been waiting for it.
Since recruiting season, when you had literally the best football recruiting class in the history of all football recruiting classes.
Yeah. No, we did talk about this because my roommate is a big Oklahoma fan, like a huge college sports fan. And I almost feel bad sometimes because Oklahoma's like the team that's always so close but never gets over the hump. And now we have basketball season too.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you rather win recruiting? On that day, you look up and Alabama's number one in recruiting, okay, in football, or win the SEC basketball tournament?
The SEC basketball tournament, because in football, like, it would depend on if they had a terrible recruiting class in football, because
it would just be winning. I just mean winning.
Yeah, I'd rather win the SEC basketball tournament, because that's rare.
Don't you think most Alabama football fans would rather be number one in football recruiting?
I don't know.
More important to them than winning.
Those are called fogs. Are you familiar with the term fog? Football only gump.
I'm not familiar with football only gumps.
No. Yep, that's the term. Because
no, but even if it's not football only, it can be that you care more. You know.
Sure. I get it. But my whole point is that, even if Alabama doesn't get the number one recruiting class, that hasn't always translated to winning the national championship. There's been years where they didn't get the number one class, and they still ended up being better than the number one class.
By the way, which of the Alabama receivers do you think is going to be better? Because right now you're seeing a lot of people say Waddle's going to be better. And then there's not much. It seems to me pretty obvious that neither one is going to be the first receiver taken. Because Jamar Chance is going to be the first receiver taken.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Devontae Smith. And I just say that because
it's going to be better. It's going to be better.
Yeah, and I read a piece the other day. I can't remember who it was from, so I apologize. But I read a piece, and that basically said some of the assistants around the SEC had been saying that Devontae Smith was the best receiver, even when they had Ruggs and Judy on the team too. Yeah, so I just think that he knows how to get open, and he doesn't drop any balls, and like that's it.
Yeah, what you hear about is that he gets separation from SEC corners like no one has ever seen. Like the degree of open that he is. Is truly the way that he runs away from people, and I don't just mean once the ball's in his hand. I mean to get open is extraordinary. And like lots of people like to compare receivers to Tyreek Hill, but that's the comparison is to Tyreek Hill.
I don't know if he's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is hard to be. You know? Did you see what my Bears did?
I saw they were in talks to trade Anthony Miller. Did you see that?
Yeah, but did you see what they did just a few minutes ago? They signed Andy Dalton.
I saw that. Yeah.
What a joke that is.
That's an inspirational move, isn't it?
It's a joke.
I've had to give up on Andy Dalton. I was an Andy Dalton stan. Isn't that what the kids call it? I was an Andy Dalton stan for a while. And in the interest of maintaining what little credibility I have left, I had to abandon that defense of Andy Dalton over the last couple of years. Don't love the Andy Dalton thing. It is Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. That's quite a room.
Here's the problem.
Do you think Anthony Miller is glad he's going to be traded if he's going to be traded?
Yes.
To where?
Of course. No, I think I would want out no matter where, because he's getting ready. Like the odds are, if they're not good, Matt Nagy's going to be gone. Like the whole thing is just such a disaster. But here's my problem with the Andy Dalton thing. You could have had him last year for way less money, because nobody wanted him last year to the point where the Cowboys just signed him as a backup for cheap, and instead you traded a fourth.
Last year?
I don't know.
You traded a fourth for him?
You traded a fourth for Nick Foles instead.
Oh, when you could have had him for less money. I was going to say, I didn't think you traded for Andy. You just signed Andy Dalton for $10 million. I don't know that that's less than Andy Dalton got from the Cowboys. How much did Andy Dalton get from the Cowboys? That's a backup quarterback contract. The real problem is neither one of them's any good. And so it'll be curious to see where Anthony Miller goes and whether what his fresh start will look like. And then tomorrow we got Pro Day. You know that?
No, did not know that. That's news to me.
I think it's tomorrow. It's sitting this week. You got Brady and Kent Gainwell and the group. And as the Memphis football march to the NFL continues.
Will Anthony Miller turn out to be – who do you think is going to turn out to be a better player? Kenny Gainwell or Anthony Miller? Or Antonio Gibson? NFL career, I'll give you all three of them. You can take your pick of the three.
Right now, wouldn't you have to say Gibson?
I think, yeah. I think you've got the best chance. But if you ask me who I thought was a better player,
I mean, Anthony Miller, I would say Kenny Gainwell. Who's the better what?
Who's the best player, I guess, that I watched play college ball? I would say Kenny Gainwell.
Yes. Well, I think that Kenny Gainwell, Anthony Miller was damn good. Those two were equivalent. Anthony Miller did it over more years than Kenny Gainwell did. I still believe that, like Kenny Gainwell, when he burst onto the scene, it was because Big Pat got hurt against Ole Miss in that kind of a dreadful opening game to whatever however many years ago it was now. And I think that, and then so they had to stick with Kenny Gainwell, and he was awesome. And then he was awesome all year long. I mean, just a tremendous player. But you forget, like, were you here for the best of Anthony Miller? Did you see that? Did you witness it? You couldn't stop him.
I would say I was not, but I did a lot of, I looked him up a lot because he went to the Bears
you didn't see it. Anthony Miller was an unstoppable force. I think Anthony Miller probably had a better, I don't know, that's close. Kenny Gainwell can catch the ball too. And Gibson was just spectacular in spots, right?
The SMU game was tremendous,
yeah. Right? That might be literally, that's as good a performance as any of them ever had. But, I mean, Kenny Gainwell had more than 200 yards receiving one game. Just receiving against Tulane, I believe it was. So it's amazing that these are skill players who are coming out of Memphis with this kind of pro potential. It really speaks to where the program has changed.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Oh, that's it? All right. Don't come at me with a doodle ever again.
Oh, my goodness. What an ending. Some dramatics.
See ya.
Okay, when we come back, we might do a little bit more Grizzlies talk. This is Drew filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Air Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 929ESPN.com.
See you tomorrow. Drive safe.
Later, buddy. Drive safe.
Chevy SUVs are built with two words in mind.
Drive safe.
Later, sis. Drive safe.
Call me when you get there. Drive safe.
I'll see you later, man. Drive safe.
Because we all say it.
Goodbye. Drive safe.
A Chevy SUV can help you with active safety features like automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, and following distance indicator. Available on the 2021 Chevy Equinox, Trailblazer, Traverse, Blazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Because the most important thing isn't what we put into a Chevy SUV, it's what you put into it. The Chevy family of SUVs. Drive safe. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Read the vehicle owner's manual for important feature limitations and information.
You already know that BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Now get ready to find out why they're also the king of parlays. Each game day during college basketball's March matchups, BetMGM customers will receive a parlay boost token that can turn a big win into a blockbuster windfall. Just build your parlay, launch your boost, and watch your payouts skyrocket. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and you'll automatically receive Parlay Boost tokens throughout the college basketball tournament. You tack on teams and BetMGM will tack on extra cash to your winning wagers. It's college hoopla time and the action's even more wild when you add some fuel to your parlays. Log into your account or download the app and experience March matchups like never before with Parlay Boost tokens only at BetMGM. Opt-in required, you must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on strawberries. They're fresh and juicy, and 16-ounce cartons are two for only $3 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Mold can be dangerous and lead to serious health issues. Do you suspect mold? Contact Mold Terminator today. Ask about their free assessment. Mold Terminator specializes in certified safe mold removal. Call 877-8855, 877-8855.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Charmin. It's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. So many razors, how do you choose? Dollar Shave Club has a premium six-blade cartridge designed for daily shavers and a four-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers. And they put both blades in one new starter box so you can test drive both. If only it was that easy to choose your bracket every March. At least when it comes to razors, they got you. For more info, visit dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. That's dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. And check out DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions? We've got answers. Welcome to the club.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill back filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. We talked about the Grizzlies a little bit at 4:44, Bennett, but I want to continue the Grizzlies talk. I am the Grizzlies beat writer, of course.
So yeah.
Grizzlies consume most of my day. They have some really fun games coming up on the schedule. Starting tomorrow, the Miami Heat are going to be in town. Obviously, they went to the NBA Finals last year and lost to the Lakers. But they added Precious Achiuwa,
mm-hmm.
who obviously played a lot of games here and was great for Memphis. This will be his first trip back in FedEx Forum, so I'm really interested to hear from him. It sounds like we're going to hear from him tomorrow morning. And so I would be checking out the Daily Memphian and everywhere else to get your news on Precious Achiuwa. But I'm excited to see him. He's had a pretty good start to his NBA career so far. He was named to the Rising Stars
mm-hmm.
team. Has he lived up to what you thought he would be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, they have been on a tear lately, by the way. They've won 10 of 11. So, like, they are, you know, they came out of the gates not looking good. And I think most people assumed, okay, well, that was like a one-and-done deal with them getting to the finals. But they've been on a tear lately. And he's played a role in that. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's had a good season so far. They are going to be coming off a second night of a back-to-back tomorrow night, so the Grizzlies really need to try to take advantage of this one. I mean, you got to get off this losing streak.
You do, and it's going to be hard, especially with these two teams coming in. It's the really scary thing for the Grizzlies. I don't want to get back to Precious at you in a second, but the really scary thing about the Grizzlies is they have not defended the perimeter well, and guess who comes to town this weekend for back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, Steph
Curry, the best shooter in NBA history. I would not be surprised if Steph Curry put on an absolute show on Friday and Saturday
yeah.
in FedEx Forum. So maybe a fun games to go to if you are a Grizzlies fan.
It's a huge – I mean, it's a huge two-game homestand for them. I mean, well, I have three if you include the Heat game. But that Warriors series, like, I mean, they're right there with you. For that 9-10 spot, like you really need to get one of those. You really do. Yeah.
You have to. I do want to go back to Precious really quick because one of the big storylines when he was in college was, and if you remember this, Penny used to talk about, oh, well, we moved him to center, and that's not what he wanted to be, but he accepted the role, and he turned out to be this great college player, even though we moved him to center, and it wasn't. You know, he didn't exactly love that idea, and he wanted to show he could, you know, be Giannis as opposed to being a guy who plays on the inside more and is more of a bully. Well, if you look at what he's doing in the NBA, he's not taking threes. He's 0-for-0 from the three-point line, and he's only playing 13.4 minutes per game, but he's playing in a place in Miami that is really good at developing players, and so I don't think you would expect him to play crazy minutes right away, especially with Bam there and
right.
the way he can distribute. But it just feels like it didn't really matter in the end, where he ended up being on the Tigers. Like, in the paint was kind of where he belonged from the beginning, and I think that was the vision that Miami has for him. And so, to me, it's just funny how it sort of works out for the better in the end. Like, Penny, it was a big deal when they moved him and they said that he had to play there because James left. And
right.
then now all of a sudden, you know, he's filling right in that
that's
role in the NBA
doing, yeah.
and that's what he's become. So I think that's a good recruiting pitch for Penny too.
Yeah, no
if you
kidding.
Ever need to do that right. again, you can say, hey, look at Precious. We've moved him to the paint. He didn't
yeah.
want to do that at first. And look at what he's become and, you know, obviously became a high draft pick and the whole thing. The other interesting story is this will be James Wiseman's return to Memphis this weekend. Is he a starter? I don't know if he's a starter or not.
I don't think so anymore. I think
he was.
I'm pretty sure he's not starting now. But
he started, let's see, how many games has he started this year? I'm looking right now. Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to go to a different website.
Yeah, either way, that's going to be a fun series this weekend. They're playing Friday, Saturday night against the Warriors. And I'm excited to see him in person. Like, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so he started 17 games this year for the Warriors. But as of late, he's only started one game out of his last, like, 10 or 12.
Mm.
So probably not going to be a starter, which is a bummer because I was curious to know if they were going to announce him in the starting lineup and how he would be received. How do you think he will be received in Memphis?
I think okay. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be boos. No, I think he's going to be received well. I'm just being honest. I think people like him. He's a good dude. Like, I think that whole situation sucked. Like, they just, the whole thing sucked. And I think most Memphis fans would have preferred that he stayed, obviously, and you saw the season through. But just the whole thing all around was just a crappy situation. And I think most people wish him well. I certainly do. I think he's a good dude, and I'm excited to see him play.
Yeah. So it's kind of a shame that the NIT isn't, you know, at home or whatever, because if they would have worked it around and Memphis was hosting an NIT game, right, it would have been fun for either James to go to the Memphis game, which he probably couldn't with the protocols that they have.
Right.
But at least Penny, well, I guess Penny probably couldn't either with the protocols that they have. But it would have been nice to, you know, to see if they would end up supporting each other.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. And we'll get more into the NIT this week as we get closer to it. But it is kind of disappointing. Like, I didn't even realize this. I know they're doing it in the bubble this year, but, you know, they're not even going to Madison Square Garden. Like, at the, you know, usually the Final Four, the NIT goes to MSG, and they're not this year. They're just staying in that bubble in I think it's Fort Worth. Maybe that they're playing
in Denton, Texas.
Yeah, and so that's kind of takes a little bit of the luster off of it. That's always cool seeing those teams playing in Madison Square Garden in the NIT. So takes a little luster out of that.
Anyway, it'll be good storylines to follow if you are a Grizzlies and a Tigers fan.
Dude, it's a big week. It's a big week for the Grizzlies. Like, it just is. 4-game homestand. They've slipped up these past three. Like, they really got to try to get back on track.
You
got to
at least get one, I think, between two games against the Warriors and one against the Heat. You got to get one. If you get two, that's really good. I don't expect them to get three.
Yeah, and then Boston on Monday. I mean, I really think they need to go 2-2 this homestand.
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be really tough. Yeah. But, man, dude, 1-3, that's going to be digging themselves a pretty big hole.
We knew it wasn't going to be easy for them when the second half of the season started. But I think that you're kind of – it doesn't really hit you. You don't have the realization of just how difficult it is until they're in the thick of the schedule.
The gauntlet. So. We were talking about it last night. Like, dude, this gauntlet is insane.
Yeah.
Every other day
they're playing. And enough with the late tips. We got 8 o'clock tips the rest of the week.
Yeah, and that's because of COVID protocols, right? Like, that's just to get extra time for the testing, isn't it? Because typically these games would be 7 p.m. tips at home. Like, they never have 8 o'clock tips.
Well, against Miami, it might even be a 6 o'clock tip.
Sure.
It's the East Coast. But, yeah, I'm assuming it's because of protocols. And against the Warriors, it's 8 o'clock because they are all the way out on the West Coast. So it's more advantageous for viewers, I think.
But typically it's always 7 for Grizzlies home games. Like, unless they're playing like an afternoon game on a weekend, like, it's almost always a 7 p.m. tip.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because of COVID protocols, but yeah, it makes for some sleepless nights.
It's just a bummer. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The brackets are here. The brackets are here. It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com and win. That's $2,000 in local prizes from 92.9 FM ESPN to one local winner.
We tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use, because they got great odds on different betting markets. Because if you win, they're going to get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel is where I play. And if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, 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 that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these Early Bird Specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold, M77-5597, MSRP 20,660, K5 MG00-5560, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold, M77-5597, MSRP 20,660, K5 MG00-5560, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
So what if you made the rules? You'd probably make ice cream mandatory for breakfast, maybe decide mullets were fashionable again. And if you were in charge of your wireless plan, you'd most likely do something to save yourself a bunch of money. Well, you're in luck, because when you get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together, you can save up to $300 a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it, from unlimited to shared data or a mix of each, all on one plan. Hey, you're making the rules here. Get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together for just $35 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with our 1 gig wireless data option. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay ins 32221. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
I'm back for the final time today. Big thanks to Gary for joining us at the top and to Jeff Calkins for joining us at the beginning of this hour. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot of things, but we learned when filling out your bracket, you're probably best to stick with the big guns. Gary said that there's about 7 or 8 teams that can win it this year. I think he named all of the one seeds and then all of the two seeds with the exception of Ohio State. So if you're filling out your bracket, that's might be what you want to stick with. We also learned that the Grizzlies really need to get a win this weekend, yep. Get back on track. They've had a really, really tough stretch, and they got three more tough games, one against the Heat tomorrow night, two against the Warriors this weekend.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We'll go with NBA TNT tonight, 7 o'clock. You've got the number one seed in the West, the Utah Jazz at Boston, who is fifth in the East, followed by Pelicans at Blazers, all of those on TNT. Don't look now. The Pelicans are 17-22. They're kind of creeping up just a little bit. I don't know if they're is going to end up being as bad as everybody thought. They might make some noise the second half of the season, so that's one to probably keep an eye on.
What should I watch on TV?
I'll give GP's network a shout-out, CBS, the network of stars, the big tournament tip-off special. That is at 6:30 on, so it's coming up 6:30 on CBS, and the description is planning and coordinating the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis and how the city prepares to welcome guests. I guess it's a 30-minute special on the makings of this year's NCAA tournament, so that's probably worth checking out.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's posted yet, but if it hasn't posted, I promise it's going to post soon or in the morning. I wrote earlier today, right before this show, about D'Anthony Melton and Grayson Allen and sort of the tough decisions that Taylor Jenkins is going to have to make when it comes to both of them. The good news for the Grizzlies and for Taylor Jenkins is there are so many games, 40 games and 68 days in the second half of this schedule, that there's going to be rest days and they're going to have guys that need time off. So I bet you both of them get to play a fair amount. And shout out to Grayson Allen's dog, Teddy,
yep.
The Doodle. I'm Team Doodle. I like Doodles. And Jeff Calkins can get lost if he thinks that Doodles don't belong in the dog world.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Gary will be back tomorrow. He's going to get everything set up for the NCAA tournament. First four games tip off on Thursday night. Michigan State and UCLA should be fun. Until then, this was Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brackets are here. The brackets are here. It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com and win. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use, because they got great odds on different betting markets. Because if you win, they're going to get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel is where I play. And if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning here to tell you all about the $1 Million Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. It's It's totally free to enter, and there is a guaranteed prize of $5,000 for the best bracket. You'll score $1 million. Tournament time is here, and brackets have been released, so what are you waiting for? $1 million is up for grabs, so register now at radio.com/brackets. It's been so long since we had a tournament, so I know you're excited for your chance to compete and win again. It's the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a local